The executive president of All Nigerian Community in Ghana, Moses Owaru, has lauded the president-elect of Nigeria, General Muhammadu Buhari, and the defeated incumbent Goodluck Jonathan for ensuring peaceful and orderly elections. He said a quick acceptance of defeat by Mr. Jonathan is a sign of maturity, and this is, in his view, will help consolidate democracy in Nigeria. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Owaru called on African leaders to emulate the exemplary character exhibited by Mr. Jonathan. He also called on Nigerians to resort to peaceful means of resolving their grievances by using the courts. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
Everybody was happy. All Nigerians know that the common objective that we have is to move the nation forward. We are not so much guiding the one who wins, but anyone who comes aboard, we always try to give the full support for the president to be able to implement the policies and program that he has that will affect the life and people of Nigeria, even the development of Nigeria. General Buhari was the former president of Nigeria, and if the majority of Nigeria have chosen him again, nobody should have a problem with why he was choosing.
Was this expected? Because this is the first time in the history of Nigeria that an opposition party has been able to unseat a certain president and from one political party to other within the same transition.
Yes, like you said, it's not common in Africa for a ruling body to step down for a new government to come in place. But again, it has also happened in Ghana here, where some time ago, the ruling party, the opposition won power and NPP came to power. So I think it has to do with the person in question, the president. This president has really demonstrated that he's a Democrat and he's not coming to show power. He has come for the Nigerian people, and when the voice of Nigerian people speaks, he respects it. So if you see how he organized, the election was organized, everywhere was free, there was no intimidation. All the small pocket things that happened was not consigned to the election. They are just Boko Haram that was trying to, do things to obtain the election. But every Nigeria was committed to moving the nation forward, and they have decided. So he have also supported the voice of Nigeria, and he have demonstrated commitment that he is not just there to hand into power, that he is there for Nigerians and to help the improvement of Nigeria. So if Nigerian people say, this time you have to step down, you have to respect the will of the people. And that's what he has just done. I think it's a very big credit, and the whole world is congratulating him for what he has done so far. It's an example that he has set for other African leaders to ensure that their people, they respect the voice of their people.
But Buhari's message of clamping down on the Boko Haram, do you believe that he can actually do it?
Well, I think the government of Nigeria or any government in the whole world have a system of security in place. When any president comes, what they can do is to add or to make some innovation. So if the security system is in place, if you want to add something that will make it more efficient and more responsive, I think this is what we are calling for. So I believe being a military man before, he has got most of the security intelligence that he can use and the security skills that he can use to upgrade or to add more value to the system of security in Nigeria, and that will enable you to deliver better. And I think the issue of security in Nigeria is not just the government itself. It's also a responsibility to every citizens of Nigeria so that they contribute to ensuring that the issue of Boko Haram is eradicated or removed totally from Nigeria so that the Nigeria can progress as one people in terms of economic development and welfare issues.
So what will you tell Nigerians to marry their expectations as after the elections?
I call on every Nigerian that both in Nigeria and abroad, in diaspora, to give full support the programs that our new president is coming to implement, and that anyone with grievances should always follow the right channels to go and address their grievances. We must give full support, because what we are interested in is to ensure and to see to the development of Nigeria in a way that it will benefit both the citizens of Nigeria and those who are coming to Nigeria. I advise every Nigerian that we are taking one more step ahead in terms of democracy, and we must all work together to consolidate this progress that we have made at this time. We shouldn't encourage any form of violence. We should not engage in any form of all the words that they are talking. They should reduce any harsh words. They should rather promote peace. They should rather promote reconciliation. They should rather engage in dialogue that will help us to move our nation forward and to encourage investors and partners to come in Nigeria and be comfortable to do their business and at least share the dividends of democracy with us.
Being the president of All Nigerian Community in Ghana, Ghana. Have you extended congratulations to both the Buhari and then Goodluck Jonathan?
We are planning a press conference, and between today and Saturday, we will come up with our press conference. Just have to respond in a formal way. I mean, to greet Nigerians and to thank all the leaders and those who have participated in this election in one way or the other.
You heard the executive president of All Nigerian Community in Ghana, Moses Owaru.